New USDA data estimates predict that global sunflower production will increase in 2010, and this could present a big opportunity for U.S. sunflower growers. Making sound agronomic decisions on weed and insect control can mean the difference between success and failure in competing in this highly competitive global marketplace. Sam Lockhart, technical sales manager with FMC Corporation and an expert on weed and insect control in sunflowers, talks about best management practices for growers to optimize yields and profitability.
Kochia is a devastating weed, causes a lot of yield loss in sunflowers, and is a real headache to deal with during the growing season and also during harvest. The products that work the best in sunflowers are, the Spartan products, for example, are very good no-till products. They do not have to be worked in. They're really, really good on controlling one of the worst weeds in sunflowers, which is kochia.
Even if growers are planting herbicide-tolerant sunflowers, such as varieties modified to be tolerant of ME herbicides, Lockhart emphasizes that agronomically sound weed resistance management strategies are a must.
Beware of resistant weeds in your field. I know ME sunflowers has been out for several years. However, with an ME resistant tolerant sunflower, you still have to use Spartan products as a foundation because of resistant weeds, including ALS resistant kochia. Spartan products should be the foundation of early season weed control. No matter if you're using ME or using conventional sunflowers, you still need to have Spartan products down early because you only get one shot at a lot of those broadleaf weeds, including ALS resistant kochia.
For control of tough, small resistant weeds such as puffball kochia, FMC offers a range of solutions. One excellent control solution is Spartan Charge.
As far as weed species, a lot of sunflower growers are no-till growers. That means that they have to use a lot of burn-down products for weed control. Spartan Charge, for an example, has a very fast-acting carfentrazone, and it will knock down little, small weeds, including the one that's really tough to control is puffball kochia. Glyphosate nowadays doesn't seem to do the job, especially in cold weather. That's where Spartan Charge in the mix with glyphosate does a real good job at knocking down weeds very quickly. Growers can see results in a few days instead of weeks in these cold temperatures we get up in the sunflower growing areas.
Another excellent strategy for controlling puffball kochia is to add AIM EC herbicide in a tank mix with glyphosate.
AIM herbicide for sunflower growers is a real good tool. Where they have trouble controlling the little, small, hairy puffball kochia, for an example, glyphosate, you can hit it with glyphosate in the spring, and it just sits there for weeks and weeks and does not die. Actually, the hairy cuticles on the plant itself doesn't allow glyphosate to enter the plant. That's where, you put in a cheap half ounce of AIM in with that glyphosate treatment, and you can really see results within a day or two rather than weeks from the glyphosate alone.
For a pre-plant burn down, Lockhart recommends Spartan Advance.
Another ease and convenience for growers is the Spartan Advance product. A lot of growers are using glyphosate now as a weed control pre-plant burn down. So with Spartan Advance, the formulation is mixed together. So you have both glyphosate and Spartan in the same jug, and all the grower has to do is pump out that into his tank, and away he goes, and he's got both products right into the mix.
In addition to offering a wide range of weed control solutions, FMC now also offers a proven insect control option to sunflower growers. Mustang Max insecticide can be used to control a variety of devastating insect pests in sunflower production, including cutworms, sunflower moths, seed weevils, head moth, and sunflower beetles.
Mustang Max takes advantage of a lot of soil residual on top of the soil for the cutworm, and also has very good residual in controlling the head moth and the seed weevil. It also has good knockdown to knock down those bugs very early and taking advantage of the residual. Like for insect management, agronomists should start scouting early on for early season cutworm. Sometimes those cutworm are hiding underneath the residue, and you don't necessarily know if they're out there, and of course a cutworm is nocturnal, so they're kind of tricky to find. That's why you got to really go out and scout and kind of maybe even scratch down a little bit of residue or a little bit of soil to find the cutworm out there that are coming out at night and feeding on the sunflower plants. That's where an application of Mustang Max, you can kind of come over the top early after scouting and put a nice barrier down, so when that cutworm comes out later at night, it'll run into that barrier of Mustang Max and die.
For more information about the complete portfolio of crop protection products from FMC, visit fmccrop.com.